prefer doesn't come off to Wednesday, but is there anything you can say about Perry or Jones or Cobb?
No.
Mike, I'm sorry, I have to ask anyway. Did Perry break his foot or not?
He will be. He does not have a chance to play this week. Timetable, we'll know more of that. As far as details of injuries, I've never, ever talked about injuries in detail. That's for the player, once again, to discuss that. So when you have an opportunity to talk to the players, there's obviously things that go into the injury report. I understand your need and desire to report on it, but we also have a football team to manage and decisions to make, and that's part of those decisions.
Any chance this week for either James or Randall, though, Mike?
James, my understanding is he may have a chance. Randall does not have a chance this week. Randall will be multiple weeks.
Is there a concern with Randall that's possibly season ending?
Randall will be multiple weeks. I mean, let's just move on from the injuries, please.
Mike, with your next man up mentality that you've always had, have you ever been on a coaching staff or know other coaches where they weren't able to maintain that when they had a bunch of injuries? You know what I mean? Like, maybe they started to feel some self-pity. It doesn't seem like you would let your guys do that, but have you ever seen what it can do to a season if you don't keep that mentality?
I think everything in a game of football is about managing the components in the game that you can't control. And injury is probably at the forefront of that list. You know, your attitude, your outlook, your approach, your training, everything goes into that. Injuries are clearly the toughest part. I know particularly my job. Apologize for being late today. That's why I was late here today. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of conversations. You know, and ultimately, these players, what they put their bodies through, I mean, the personal sacrifice. But it is a component of our game that you can't control. So, I've never let it bog me down. But, you know, when you sit there and you're trying to get from a 53 to a 46, which you do every Monday and Tuesday as you go into your game plan meetings, you know, I mean, there's some guesswork to this, and this is definitely one of those weeks.
Are you going to add a wide receiver to your 53 for the short term, you think?
Well, I mean, these are the discussions that have been going on all day. It's you know, Nick Perry was a bit of a surprise, you know, to me. I didn't expect that. You know, obviously James and Randall saw the injuries in the game. But, you know, you just hope for good news there.
How did you think Mulumba and Palmer did yesterday?
Andy played well. Andy was impactful in the game. I think he's a 30-plus play, so I feel good about the impact, and he definitely made a step yesterday. Palmer did some good things on defense. You know, special teams, there's some things that he could do better. But, yeah, I mean, it was good to get those two guys out there in the rotation. I thought Kevin Green did a good job of rolling those guys as far as the number of reps and trying to coordinate that with Mike Neal and Nick Perry. So it's definitely something that we have to build off of because, you know, their responsibility will greatly increase going into this week.
How about Jared Boykin on the other side of the ball?
Yeah, Jared did some good things. He had a rough start, but I thought the big play that he had was just one of the spark plays in the game. So he'll have, you know, a lot like Gandy and Palmer, he will have a lot more responsibility and probably more opportunities this week.
Mike, I didn't quite understand your answer yesterday. What happened with House?
What answer?
He broke up three passes in the first, like, 10 minutes of the game, and then you replaced him with Hyde. What happened?
You know, Devon got a little gas there on special teams, put Mike in, and Mike was obviously an impactful player in the game. So that sometimes happens. You know, Devon was impactful in the game on special teams, had some opportunities early in the game. I had three, you know, significant plays for us there earlier in the game. So, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. It's a competition at a position of depth, and I think it's very healthy for our team.
So I wasn't really sure what happened on the play with Dallas Clark. It looked like maybe he didn't run after that play as much as he needed to or something. He did not get benched. It was just kind of went.
That was not his best play of the game. That was clearly his poorest play of the game.
Do you have reason for hope on Casey this week?
I hope so. You know, talking to Casey, I think it was Friday or Saturday. You know, he's a little frustrated, but he's not quite where he needs to be. So hopefully when he goes through his segment tomorrow, you know, we hope, you know, we'll set the plan for him. But, you know, last 2 weeks, obviously, he's been able to work on Thursday. We will not do a whole lot of work on the field Wednesday as a football team. So hopefully we can get him back out there and see where he is.
Why wouldn't you do a lot of work on Wednesday?
Huh? We've got some things we're transitioning through. So we're going to cut practice back on Wednesday. Don't tell the players, though. I haven't told them yet. Right.
Is that
How did Lacy come out of that game? It was a pretty
physically
game. Yeah, how did you feel like he looked?
Looked good today. Saw him downstairs. He's, you know, Eddie always has a smile on his face, and you know, I thought he played a lot better in the run game aspect of it this week than last week, and you know, the protection part of it had some different looks than he's had. So, you know, Eddie was probably one of our, you know, better performers on offense.
Can you say? Better, was he making better reads or being more patient?
Well, productive, patient, you know, just the whole the aspect of the game. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the game changed dramatically with the injuries on offense. You know, some of the things that we went to in the second half were, you know, things that were not repped for that game. And I thought our players and coaches did an outstanding job on the sidelines. And, you know, if you look at the last three drives on offense to end that game, and I mean, that's a very, very, very strong performance, and you know, a lot of that credit goes to Aaron, that offensive line, and Eddie running the ball.
Mike, how do you think Aaron's playing right now? With the standard that we set for him around here, is he playing well for a quarterback, but not as well as maybe everyone expects?
I tell you what, I love the way Aaron Rodgers is playing right now. And you go, oh, there he goes again. But I mean, he's playing some really adverse football. This is very healthy for our football team in the long run. I don't like it. I mean, I don't like to stand here and talk about the health of our team every week, but let's not forget who that affects most on offense. So he's been asked to do things on the run that he's adapted to. He's played through some, you know, frustrating moments. You know, I like him when he's salty and conflicting and all that. It's good to see that side of him. I mean, they're all competitive, don't get me wrong, but he has a tremendous, tremendous competitive streak in him. That's why sometimes I think we can all get caught up in the numbers and go, wow. But I really like the way he's playing right now.
Why is that a good thing when you see him salty like that?
Conflict's good.
You put such an emphasis on the running game during the offseason, you put the big letters and all that stuff. Is this what you had in mind?
You put the big letters up. I just made a statement in there. Let's just try to have fun in here, which is always a mistake.
I guess, is this what you had in mind, though? Is this gives you, if you're shorthand receivers, maybe this gives you another way to go win a football game?
Definitely. I mean, yeah, you know, our offensive line is better. You know, they I thought they gelled quicker than prior years. You know, with Marshall and Don, you know, at the right tackle spot, you know, we really felt strong. It's, you know, six guys that we can really have some coordination and get some consistency with. You know, we've added two talented runners. You know, James Starks had his best training camp. So, I mean, the schemes have been adjusted. I just think that there's been growth there. You can see it when we got together in the spring, and it was exciting once we got in pads and training camp. And, frankly, we just gave you honest answers. So, you know, I think you could see it coming. But more importantly, it is part of who we are, and you know, especially losing two starting receivers this past week. But yeah, I'm happy where the run game is, but I'm excited about where it can go, because, you know, I mean, it's just like everything in this game. You're never satisfied. You're always looking to improve, and there's things that we have laid out for the run game we haven't really tapped into yet. So, you know, that's exciting also.
Mike, in what ways was the game plan different for AJ Hawk and his role in it than maybe previously? Was it different? Why did he get the opportunities he had?
I think AJ's getting some more pressure opportunities, but other than that, I mean, AJ's always been, you know, the key communicator. I mean, he does an excellent job of command, and I think sometimes it goes unnoticed. I mean, the command of the linebacker calling it, and you know, whether him or Brad or, you know, also in the back end, Morgan Burnett, that's impactful for your defense. Communication is critical. I mean, think about it. The defensive guys have to wait for the offensive guys to line up before they can decide how they're going to play. So, I mean, there's a lot of communication that goes on there, and particularly when you're early into a defense, you get so much verbal communication. Well, guess what? The offensive guys are pretty smart, too. They can hear that. Then you get into nonverbal communication, and your level gets to a different – your defense gets to different levels. So those are all stages of defensive communication that are important to the growth of the defense. And A.J. Hawk, he's the epicenter of that. He's been there the whole time. He's been there since this defense has been installed. And that's why you see when a guy like Morgan Burnett's not there, the impact that it can make.
Mike, on the fourth and goal stand, the play before, there was a penalty. You could have pushed him back, but you declined it. What was sort of the thinking behind that?
The thinking was simple, and it's exactly what I said on the headsets. When I asked, I said, we're playing great defense. I said, I'm declining the penalty. So it really wasn't a conversation. I just felt strongly, and just knowing the personality of their football team, if they were going to try to run it again, I was just confident that that we'd be able to stop our defensive line. Did a great job. The penetration on that goal line stand was outstanding. It's particularly on the road. That's a moment as a defense that you can really really build off of. And I think it was definitely one of the big plays, big segment of plays in the game.
Mike, you talked about dealing with all the unpracticed things in that game yesterday. As you move forward now, considering the numbers of receivers, are you going to be forced to alter, let's say, the three wide receiver formation, which you utilize so much without numbers, that might be there?
I mean, that's what the wishbone's for, right? I mean, we're going to run our offense. I mean, that's important. We have players that you feature, and then you have players that have roles. So, but our quarterback runs the system the way it's supposed to be ran. He throws the ball where it's supposed to go. So the people that are in there need to get open in the passing game. We need to keep running it and running it, with the attitude, with the finish that we have been. And that part, our offense won't look any different. There'll just be some numbers that are changed out there.
How important, Mike, does Mike Neal's role become now in this defense and the maturation you saw from him in that outside linebacker spot?
Well, really, I think Mike Neal's role is where it was when the season started. That was really part of the advancement in his job responsibility. We wanted to utilize Mike more in his talents as both an inside and outside player. And, in moving more of his reps to the outside linebacker position or defensive end, however you want to view it. And that's really what we've done. So he's playing a little more than I probably thought he would at this time because our defensive line is clearly one of our strengths as a football team as far as depth. I think that's evident in how many D linemen we keep on our roster. So, Mike to me has always been a prime time player as far as when we get in there and we look at packages and trying to create opportunities.
Mike, you've got a room full of competitive guys. You're competitive too. You have the 2010 experience. When you go through a bunch of injuries, you did it last year too, do you see your guys kind of get fired up by the challenge of it? Obviously, you wish they weren't happening. But do you get a sense that guys are like, we can overcome this? Or
see, I tend to look at it differently. Actually, I had a friend of mine call me this morning and said, hey, man, your team looks a lot like a 2010 team. And I said, this team's nothing like the 2010 team. And then when I got to work and saw the injury report, I wanted to call him back. I didn't think it was that bad. So, when injuries happen, I look at it as you have to flip the page because, I mean, it's like anything in life. You're going to cry about it or you're going to look at it as an opportunity to improve. And really these injury situations are opportunity for our younger players, young players or any player on our roster to jump up and take the rope. And that's really what our guys are. I mean, we don't really look at it as, the guy in front of you goes down to you. Now, it's next man up. It's that next man needs to be ready just as much as the guy in front of him. And that's where the competition comes from. That's where the growth comes from. That's why you draft and develop. I mean, the development of these players to get ready to play in these games doesn't start this week because the guy in front of them went down. I mean, that started the day they walked in here in April 15th. So, that's always been our plan. That's our program. It's worked, and it will continue to work. And this week we have to go out and do that against the Cleveland Browns. So that's just who we are.